The following programming is sponsored by Total Transformation Media, Incorporated. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Come on and stand to your feet!
Good afternoon. I am Dr. Howard, your weekly host on Total Transformation Radio, WWDB 860 AM, with my wonderful wife and co-host, First Lady Vanessa Howard. Our mission is to impact the world with the transformational power of the gospel through real talk, biblical teaching, testimonials, discipleship, practical living, and life coaching. Call in right now. 888-329-3306. If you need prayer, if you want to comment, or if you just want to holler. Welcome, welcome, welcome on Total Transformation Radio and today's topic, the restoration of hope. With our very special guest, my brother and legendary Speaker Academy colleague, Calvin Baldwin. With today's host, Ms. Marcia Moore, Ms. Leah Lusk, and your boy, Dr. Howard. Our scripture reading today is found in Job chapter 5, verse 17, in the NIV version of the Bible, and it reads, "Blessed is the one whom God corrects, so do not despise the discipline of the Almighty." Amen. We would like to thank all of our listeners and radio show sponsors for their continuous support and prayers. Please visit our website at TotalTransformationMedia.com. Follow Total Transformation Media every Wednesday on the Now Network TV station from 2:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are also airing locally on Mainline TV Studio 21. We thank God for expanding our territory. Peace and blessings to all. Amen, amen. Hey, y'all. We in the house.
Hey.
Hey, Calvin, Marcia, Leah, we all here.
Hey, hey.
Marcia, can you open us? Hey, what's going on, my brother?
Good.
Amen. Can you open us up in prayer, Marcia?
Yes, Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we praise you for yet another day, Father, another day to speak over the airways, Father, for the Holy Spirit to reach the masses, Father. May your will be done today as you use us to speak through Calvin, as you use us to speak through myself, through Leah, through Dr. Howard, Father, as we are touching about the restoration of hope, Lord. We thank you that you are the hope of our restoration, Father. So let a heart be corrected today, Father. Let a heart be soothed today, Father. Let restoration come through the lives of your people through this broadcast. Let your will be done as you be lifted up. Decrease each and every one of us so that the Holy Spirit can reign. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen, amen. And before Leah reads Calvin's bio, Calvin, just give us a quick shout out. Just a quick shout out to the folks out there listening.
Well, I'm very thankful to be here, and I'm just ready to roll. So,
amen.
You guys inspired me. You got me pumped up. I'm just excited.
Amen. Well, we're excited to have you here, and we're so glad. And we'll read your bio, and then we'll go into our first segment on transforming.
Okay.
Amen. Today we welcome Calvin Baldwin. He's a seasoned entrepreneur and financial expert with over a decade of experience in the insurance industry. As the owner of an insurance agency and a licensed mortgage loan originator, Calvin has assisted thousands of individuals and families in securing their financial futures. Alongside his successful business ventures, Calvin is also recognized as a keynote motivational speaker, inspiring corporate audiences with his insights and strategies for success. He holds a bachelor degree from Cowan University and a master's degree from Lakeland College. Through his expertise and passion for others, Calvin continues to make a significant impact in the lives of his clients and audiences alike.
Amen. Amen. That is my brother, Calvin Baldwin. Thank you, Leah. Thank you, Leah, for reading that. Come on, Calvin. Talk to us a little bit about transformation. In all that you do, there's a lot to consider. But tell us a little bit about a transformational moment that got you to the place where you are now. And maybe there was a difficult time in your life that you were able to overcome and God saw you through.
Well, thank you for that opportunity. I definitely believe that life comes to you in sections and in parts. And I was feeling like I was hitting my head against a wall. Mm. And I wasn't ready to give up. And so I said, let me see what I can listen to get to kind of give me motivation. And I kind of found Les Brown. And when I found him, you know, he was basically telling me that I was born to be great and that I had greatness in me. Mm. And I had to tap into that greatness. And so there's many times in life when people just find themselves having to dig deeper and dig deeper than they've ever dug before. And that's what happened to me. And so in order to be something that you have never been, you have to do things that you've never done. And so that's kind of how I was able to get on this track of being able to help people through my voice.
Amen. Amen. And I bear witness to Calvin's voice of inspiration as we were in Miami together at Les Brown's Legendary Speaker Academy. And we had the marvelous opportunity to speak and share a 3-minute story, presentation, speech, whatever you want to call it. But we were kindred spirits and the Lord connected us from that day on. So I'm so glad that you're here. We're so glad that you're here, Calvin. And we know that through these airways, somebody will be inspired. Somebody will be encouraged. Somebody that quit or maybe is thinking about throwing in the towel will not do it because they've been inspired by what you're sharing with us today. My God. Yes, yes.
That is powerful. That is powerful to me because when you think about your head being against the wall, when you think about you being at your rock bottom and now you're looking up to God, you know, the only place you can go from that point is up. But I love mm-hmm. how when you prayed for inspiration, you were led to the source that was equipping you to be the very thing that you needed. That's powerful transformation.
Amen. 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 And Calvin, I'm thinking that there was an aha God moment when you said, I got to turn this thing around. Or I'm going to sink deep in sand. Tell us a little bit about that.
I think it was a self-analyzing moment. Mm. I think that a lot of times we try to do things on our own. And when you do things on your own, you definitely lack the inspiration that you need from the Father. And so I had fell away, you know, so I had to include the Father in my plans. And when I did that, he lifted me up. And you know, it brings, you know, when you can look at where you were to where you are now, it brings tears to your eyes, you know. Mm. But I think that at the stage that we are in life, once you realize where you want to go, you have to be able to create the steps to get there. And
Of course,
I have a business, and my business is insurance, but that's my job. But I would say that motivational speaking and being a life coach is my passion. And so I fell into my passion. And 85% of the people, you know, in the world today are not happy with what they do. Mm. And so through the blessings of the Father, he allowed me to be able to fall into my passion. And even though you may have kids and you may have things that kind of take you away, you know, you always have to stay focused, because this is your blessing. And one thing that I realized is that I was listening to something that Les Brown said that was very monumental and pivotal for me, is that many people are scared to walk out on faith. You know, they're scared to embrace their blessings. And so when you think about your blessings and the gifts that you have, those are gifts that are designed for you. And so if you don't take advantage of it, then it's going to die with you. Mm-hmm. And I want to be able to live, mm-hmm. and I want the visions and the goals to live, to be able to help people for years to come. And so once again, it becomes a time when you have to step from around the shadows. And embrace the blessings and embrace the goals that are yours.
Amen, amen. And you said something powerful there, you know, regarding walking by faith and in purpose. Well, purpose, destiny, calling, all of that. And when you find that sweet spot, you know, I used to play baseball, and when you find a sweet spot on the bat, you can take that ball yard. You know, you can hit that mm-hmm. grand slam or that home run. And, you know, you yeah, found yeah. your sweet spot. You know, we found our sweet spot. And it's a process. It's a process, because God has to break us, to shake us, to make us. And that's just the reality mm-hmm. of it.
You know, Calvin, mm-hmm. as you're speaking, I heard you talk about that moment where you were banging your head up against the wall. And yesterday, my brother was preaching, and he talked about dedication coming from devastation. And then as we read in Job today, we talk about God's discipline, you know, not despising it, because it actually demonstrates his love towards us. So I want to ask you, what was your devastation that led you to your dedication?
Mm. Oh, that was deep.
Great question.
Amen.
That was deep. That was deep. I would have to say, it was just it was a realization that I was on the wrong path, you know. And basically, what it was, I've owned insurance agency for coming up on 10 years. And I've never really had, I've always had the struggle. It's always been a struggle, because when you're helping people, you know, you're in the business of dealing with people. And so sometimes people, their opinions change, you know, or their needs change. Mm. And so I was feeling like I was inadequate. You know, and I was feeling like I was giving everything that I had, but it wasn't good enough. Mm. And I even had people that was working for me that I kind of felt like potentially, you know, taking advantage of me. And so when I take everything very serious, you know, especially customer service. And so I just feel like my name is my name. And I wanted my name to be represented a certain way that was giving. You know, I always wanted to give. And so I just realized that everybody who says that they're for you is not for you. Mm-hmm. And I had to come to a realization with that. And when I came to that realization, it was basically like, so what do you do now? You know, what's the next steps? And so I would answer that question, which was a great question, by the way, but I would say that my realization was when I realized that everybody that was for me wasn't for me. Mm-hmm. And that many times you have to stand up. And and Martin Luther King said that the devil can't ride you if you stand up straight, you know, so get that crook out of your back, you know, and he can't ride you. So So that would be my awakening moment, you know, to the fact that, you know, people who say they're for you is not for you all the time. And I would like to also interject that we have a lot of commitments. You know, we're committed to this, we're committed to that. And so a lot of the commitments that we have don't necessarily follow what we should be doing. Mm. And so it allows us to be able to take a step back and recommit, per se. And so
amen.
I think I had the opportunity to recommit, per se.
Amen, amen. Well, look, you are on fire. We are on fire, and we got to go into our first commercial break. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back on Total Transformation Radio. God bless you.
Twist it, braid it, comb it, brush it, just don't break it. Tara Oils for all your natural hair needs at myteraoils.com. That's MyteraOils.com. Free shipping. Limited time only.
Hey, y'all, it's your boy, Dr. Howard, on Total Transformation Radio. You can purchase my book, Transforming Male Leaders in the 21st Century, on Amazon. If you are looking for the blueprint to transform your life, your family, your church, and your community, don't wait. Go get it, and your life will never be the same. Blessings. I'm out. Hey, y'all, it's Dr. Howard.
First Lady Vanessa Howard,
Marcia Moore,
and Leah Lusk.
And we are now
on the Now Network every Wednesday at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time.
On your local cable network.
You can also watch our episodes by downloading the Now Network app to your mobile devices.
We'll see you on TV.
Philadelphia needs hope. Hope Pregnancy Centers on North Broad Street in Philadelphia has a mission to help women in crisis. In a safe, caring, and judgment-free environment, women receive free services like counseling, ultrasounds, supplies, education, and so much more. Hope's dedicated and loving staff offers personal support through pregnancy, birth, and beyond. On the front lines of Philadelphia, the need is great. But so, too, are those who step off the sidelines with financial donations that support Hope. If you have ever wondered how you can help, this is your moment to be a true lifeline. Give hope to Philadelphia by visiting multiplyhope.life.
Hello, I am Dr. Howard.
And I am First Lady Vanessa Howard.
On Total Transformation Radio. Do you need energy, healing, or weight loss?
Then get your CMOS today at eatacure.com. 856-718-9139.
Hello, this is Marcia Moore, founder of Eatacure LLC. Our mission is teaching you wellness living through various products, services, and health coaching for a better lifestyle. You can reach us at www.eatacure.com, area code 856-718-9139, or eatacure@gmail.com. Eatacure, eat to live. There's more to life. Cheers to wellness.
It's your boy, Dr. Howard, on Total Transformation Radio. Go to our new website at TotalTransformationMedia.com to learn more about our services, products, and sponsorship opportunities. We can't wait to come to your corporation, church, music event, or conference. Check us out at TotalTransformationMedia.com. God bless you.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back on Total Transformation Radio with your boy, Dr. Howard, Marcia Moore, and Leah Lusk, and our very special guest, Calvin Baldwin. Y'all get ready. I want y'all to hold on to your seats because Calvin is going to share some words with us, and we're going to let him rip right now because he wants to inspire each and every one of you listening. I know we're in our overcoming segment, Amen. And then we're going to go into our impacting, which will be a wrap up and conversation and discussion about what he's about to say to us. I know it's going to inspire each and every one listening. Go ahead, Calvin.
Amen. Amen.
Well, thank you. Thank you all for such a warm introduction. And I'm grateful and thankful to be here today on the TTR Total Transformation Radio. I like to say that Dr. Howard is a true gentleman. There are no words that can express my gratitude for our relationship and how excited I am for his success. I feel like when Dr. Howard wins, I win. When Dr. Howard wins, you win. When Dr. Howard wins, we win. So we have to continue to support his powerful efforts in any way possible. And I also would like to say hello to the other hosts, Mrs. Howard and Ms. Moore and Ms. Luss, as we are live on set. The Restoration of Hope, story of Job. To make sure that we're all together, I'd like to just go over a brief summary. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil, stayed away from evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yoke of oxen and 500 she-donkeys and very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. I like to say that he was the greatest of all the men of the East. Now, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. So when you look at the sons of God, we're talking about angels. We're talking about those who may have had higher powers. They came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and walking up and down it. We cross-reference that with 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 through 10. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of suffering. And the Lord said unto Satan in verse 8, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil, stays away from evil. So the Father wanted to test Job. I must interject that Job was living his best life, truly blameless in the eyes of God. Job prayed for his children daily, just in case they didn't pray for themselves. See, we all are tested. But sometimes the answers aren't multiple choice. Job was in the test of his life, and he didn't see it coming. We go back to verse 9, then Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for naught? Does Job serve God for nothing? Implying that Job serves God because he was blessed with wealth and protection. Has not thou made a hedge around him and about his house and about all that he had on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands. And his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thine hand now and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. So Satan challenges Job's devotion to God, suggesting that Job is faithful only because God has blessed him abundantly. And God permits Satan to test Job's faith by allowing him to take away his possessions, health, and his family. And Job suffers the loss of his livestock, servants, and all 10 of his children. Despite his suffering, Job maintains his faith and refuses to curse God. He thinks about his situation and questions why he is suffering, but he does not renounce his faith. Job's friends, 3 of Job's friends came to comfort him. However, they end up accusing Job of wrongdoing and suggesting that his suffering is a result of his sins. Well, Job defends his righteousness and maintains his innocence, arguing that his suffering is unjust and that he deserves an explanation from God. Eventually, God responds to Job's cries for an explanation by appearing to him in a whirlwind. Instead of providing answers, God challenges Job's understanding of the universe and emphasizes his power and wisdom. And after Job humbles himself before God, acknowledging his limited understanding, God restores his fortunes and blesses him with even greater prosperity than before. Job receives twice as much livestock as he had before, along with new sons and daughters. But my question to you is, what do you want more than anything in this world? What do you think about when you get up in the morning? Is it a place you want to go, or some job or educational platform that you want to obtain? Or is your goal to have a home in glory? We all want a home in glory. But what are you willing to go through to get it? Commitment. The definition of commitment is a state of quality of being dedicated, loyal, and devoted to a person, cause, activity, or goal. It involves a strong sense of responsibility and persistence in fulfilling promises, obligations, or agreements, even in the face of obstacles or challenges. Commitment implies a deep level of dedication, an unwavering determination to see things through to completion. But what are you committed to? See, there's a word that we all like to use now. It's called hunger. You got to be hungry. That's the word of 2024. But what comes after hunger is commitment. What are you committed to? And if you've forgotten your commitment, then you have to recommit. Some people are committed to family, committed to educational growth, spiritual growth. And some people, they say they're committed to losing weight. But do you see them working out, dressed in athletic wear? Or do you see them speaking about lamb chops or Krispy Kreme donuts? Have you ever walked away from commitment? And where would you be right now if you had stayed committed? And what makes you walk away from commitment? Mm. It's a lack of alignment. The commitment no longer aligns with your values or your goals or your priorities. It may have been an unforeseen circumstance, like you was having some health issues, financial problems, or family emergencies. But either way, you got to stay committed. But have you ever met someone who lost children? Were they the same person or had life caused them to change? Have you ever met someone who had bad fortune with their health? They never smoked a cigarette or was diagnosed with cancer. Were they the same person or had life caused them to change? Have you ever met someone where their friends and family turned against them? Have you ever met someone with unshakable faith? Unshakable faith. Someone totally committed. It's not going to be turned down or around. They possess an unwavering spirit of commitment, even if it means their death. They refuse to turn around. Job lost all 10 of his children at once. Losing 10 children would undoubtedly inflict an overwhelming and gut-wrenching pain upon you. Just the thought of such a profound loss brings sadness to my heart. Losing 10 children at once cuts to the core of the parental experience, shattering not just dreams and hopes, but the very essence of hope that each child presents. But Job stayed faithful. His body was attacked by Satan. Job had boils from the crown of his head to his feet. The salt on Job's health shows a deeper picture of how fragile man is, and it gives depth to how much pain and suffering one person can endure. To witness the breaking down of one's own body, to feel the relentless agony, is to confront the essence of mortality itself. Job's steadfastness in the face of such torment speaks to the resilience of the human spirit, the capacity to find strength even in the darkest hours. But Job stayed faithful. While we may not endure the same physical inflictions, we can empathize with the profound sense of vulnerability and bearing witness of Job's suffering. We're confronted with the humbling realization that our own struggles, however challenging, pale in comparison to the magnitude of his tribulations. We find this inspiration in Job's unwavering faith and resilience, drawing strength from his examples as we navigate through our own trials and tribulations. His friends turn against him. The betrayal of Job's friends is a sorrowful story of his suffering, highlighting the loneliness and isolation that can occur by standing by yourself. Despite their accusations and lack of understanding, Job remained steadfast in his faith, clinging to the belief that God will ultimately vindicate him. His wife turned against him. To have the person closest to him, his life partner, turn against him in his darkest hour is a profound betrayal. Yet despite her words, Job remains resolute in his faithfulness to God. While we may not face this same level of betrayal from a spouse, we can empathize with the pain of feeling abandonment and unsupported at home. Job's unwavering faith in the face of his wife's abandonment shows a powerful example of endurance and steadfastness in the midst of adversity. For it is through our trials that our strength is forged and our ultimate success is achieved. So what is Job teaching us? What is the final lesson? The lesson is, no matter what happens to you in your life, never give up on God. No matter if you're sick, if you lose your job, your friends leave you, your spouse leave you, it doesn't matter. Don't give up on God. See, the second part is not to give up, is that the Father gives us hope. We need to have hope that he will assist us, hope that he will save us. He'll be there in our time of need. So that's why Job had to humble himself, to just praise him and praise him and praise him and allow him to lift you up. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh to patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, coming from Romans chapter 5, 3 and 4. So today, as we deal with our own circumstances, I want to remind you of the strength of Job and how he was faithful to the end. Through trials and tribulations, he was faithful to the end. How would you rate your faith? Are you going to be there for the duration of the fight? And what are you committed to? And how easy will it be to turn you around? Will you be planted by the rivers of water, bringing forth fruit in their season? Or be like the chaff that the wind blows away? Will you be on the right hand of the Father when he states, "Well done, my good and faithful servant"? Or will you hear the words, "I never knew you"? Make up your mind today how you want your life to be before it's ever too late. Make up your mind while it's time. Until the next time, this message is yours. The restoration of hope.
My God, my God, my God, my God. Calvin, you were speaking to me. You were speaking to us. You were speaking to everyone on this airwaves. And my God, that was powerful, powerful, powerful. But we got to go into our halftime break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about impacting and how that speech just impacted every single listener. We'll be right back on Total Transformation Radio. Hold on tight. Don't go anywhere. God bless you.
He turned my heart. I'm healing. It's all over now. I'm healing because I believe that your word says, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. And Lord, I'm resting in the bosom of your arms. I'm resting in the secret of your tabernacle. To be compared to the glory that is to be revealed in Christ Jesus. And I've been suffering for a long time, but I'm healing. I'm healing. I declare, I decree, I speak life all over myself. I'm healing. I'm healing. I'm healing. It's all over.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back on Total Transformation Radio. And y'all know we're here with our special guest, Calvin Baldwin. And that speech he just delivered to us was fire and inspiring us deep down in our souls. Come on, y'all. We all have had a Job-like experience in our lives. And as we're here in our final segment on impacting come on, y'all. Leia, come on, Marcia. Let it rip.
You know, I know Marcia has so many wonderful things that she wants to talk about, but I have just one thing that I took note of. We always talk about Job being considered, but the great thing about God considering him or, you know, testing him was that he knew he would pass. And sometimes we got to rely on what the Father knows about us rather than what we can see with our natural eyes. I'm sure Job didn't think he'd be able to pass that kind of test.
Jesus.
Leia, that is so real.
Jesus.
And so powerful because, you know, God knows the end from the beginning. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He knows what it needs, what you need. He knows the hearts of man. So he knows the journey that it's going to take to get you to his expected end.
Oh, yeah.
I love, Calvin, how you were talking within the overcoming section, like, where is your commitment?
Yeah.
Because that's where you saw you were struggling. When you hit your rock bottom, when you were transitioning from a job or a career into purpose, you know, you started to see you were diminished value in the quote unquote job because it wasn't aligned for your purpose for this season because God is growing and elevating you. But what I love is you said there's a lack of alignment when you're not committed. And you gave the tools to overcome, to not give up, to allow God to work in you, in your circumstances, to have glory in tribulation, and to stay faithful. And I see as we're hearing your story today that you truly have embodied what the whole restoration of hope is based on Job. Because God met your deepest need. He corrected you. He restored you to healing just as in Job. And then I see him directing you in purpose now. And I think of 1 Peter 5:10. And after you have suffered a little while,
yes, Lord,
the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. And that's what he's doing, Calvin. So my last question, as you are now being an impact, how do you see yourself impacting others in the future with your motivational gifts? Because you're building people. You're helping people heal by finding themselves, by getting them back to them, God, and directing them to purpose.
My
yes,
God.
Sorry, it was a mouthful, y'all. But I was just seeing it right before my eyes.
Yes.
It was unfolding, Calvin,
yes,
as we were talking.
Yes.
It was unfolding as we were going through the segments, and I'm like,
yeah,
wow. He is really expressing the process, the entire process of what it looks like. And as we're listening to you, I literally had a visual, Calvin. And that's a blessing.
Amen.
Amen. man.
Go ahead, Calvin. Respond to that. My God.
Well, once again, thank you for the opportunity. This is what we prayed for.
Yeah.
Yes,
you know, whenever you have an opportunity and you open your mouth, you ask that the Father might put the words in your mouth that you might represent Him. And so, just a couple things that I jotted down was leading by example. And you know, we preach about the message, but we have to be the message. And I have to be willing to share my story and help other people. And just, we need to celebrate our successes together. But the thing of it is that I had an old friend. His name was Mr. Maldonado. He really meant a lot to me. And he passed away some time ago. But he was a Hispanic gentleman. And he used to say, "To thy own self be true, Captain." And you can't run from yourself. So to thy own self be true. And so that motivation keeps me going all the time. And so you just have to answer the call. And so I'm willing to do, you know, what the Father would have me to do. And so my goal now is to just be consistent and persistent. And to stay committed.
Amen. Amen.
That's a blessing. And you're already impacted. You're letting people hear what goes on in the inner processes of our mind, our heart, and our spirit as we're walking and growing into where we're destined to be. You know, talking about being unfulfilled in a job or starting to see where it's starting to take from you or suck from you, when you started to see like you weren't being valued, when you started to see like, wait a minute, this stuff is even affecting my esteem because it looks like I'm not being productive, and I know I'm very productive. So I like how I think the listeners here can see your transition through not only just motivational speaking, but you just being an inspiration and a motivation to say, hey, I'm messed up like everybody else. I have been in a situation where I've come to my wit's end, you know, and I had to totally surrender to God, pull up my bootstraps, be planted by the waters, plant my feet, and stay committed to whatever God has because He's the Creator. That's impact all the way, Calvin, and you blessed us here this morning, this afternoon on the show, and I'm grateful because I'm telling you, your testimony, but it was just the way that you were telling it and the steps that you were telling it. I just saw it from a different light for people that are called out because I believe this is the season that God is transitioning us out of where we were, whether it's a regular job or a different season that was required of us. And there's like a universal shift for His people that are answering the call. So you're a real life example of what that looked like. And how we see already your impact as you already shifted on the journey to where you're going. So I thank you.
It
gives me hope and courage.
Thank you so much. I also want to interject one more thing, if it's okay. One of the things that I think we have to do is you don't have to get ready. You got to stay ready. And I like to also interject one more time that Job was living his best life.
Come on.
At that point. And so he was blameless in the eyes of God. So much so that he prayed for his children. So they wouldn't have nothing held against them.
But he
wasn't expecting that test.
Listen.
And that's the best part about it. You know, from reading here, he was not expecting that test. He had done everything that he knew how to do, but he still got hit.
Mercy.
He got on the side. My father always says, son, watch your flanks. And so I had talked to my father about this. I love my father. My mother passed some time ago. But I spoke with my father about it. And we talked.
Right here.
And you know, one of the things that was very moving to me was the fact that my father has both of his legs amputated. Mm. And my father is a good man. I mean, he helped so many people.
My God.
And he is a true version of Job to me.
My Lord.
Mm.
But as he looks back and sees that his legs, his feet are amputated, he also wonders, what did he do?
Mm.
You see, what did I do, son? But at the end of the day, don't give up on God. And so that's the bigger picture, you know. Don't worry about me, per se. Worry about God, you see, because he's going to be here when I'm not, you know. And so as people suffer, as we suffer, and sometimes we just can't get right in our heads, that's the time when you dig in the deepest. Because when he comes back, and I always, for some reason, I always think of a ladder. When he comes back and he said he want to have 100 jobs done, he want to have a hundred rails on this ladder climb, and you only get to 99, that other one could hold you back. Mm. So we have to remember that no matter what we go through, even though it's challenging, don't ever give up on God. Because he has the strength to change lives, and he's still in the life changing business, and it rains on the just and the unjust all the time. So we just have to be ready.
You know, that's so true. And as I was listening to you, I thought about how in this transformation we have to think of ourselves the way the Father thinks of us. You know, the Bible mentioned that Job was an upright man, Calvin. And I just believe God is saying some things about Calvin today that he needs you to take note of, so that these tests begin to test and approve what he's already said about you. See, he knew that Job was going to pass this test. I don't know who I'm talking to today that is going through a testing season.
My Lord.
But God gave Job this test, and he was confident, speaking to the devil, yeah, I'm going to remove the hedge because I know what's in my son. I know what I put inside of him, and he's going to pass. Mm. Take your best shot, devil, because he's still going to be standing. Mm. I'm backing him up.
That's right.
Jesus. Mm. Jesus. Mm. Jesus.
Man, that was deep. That was great.
Jesus.
Mm.
Wow. And there was something said or thought earlier with the word stay faithful through the duration of the fight. Mm. You might be in the fight of your life like I am. You might be in the fight of your life. The devil is trying to kill you. He's trying to steal, kill, and destroy everything about you. And everything that could be birthed from you and through you by the power of the Holy Ghost. And I want you to know, everyone out there, do not quit on God, because he will not quit on you. I'm a living witness that he will not quit on you. Come hell or high water, he will not quit on you. Come people turning their back on you, he won't quit on you. People speaking lies about you, he won't quit on you. Because he created us in his image and likeness. And as a result of that, we are joint heirs with Jesus. And we have the power through the power of the Holy Ghost to heal, to help those get delivered and set free. We have it. We must walk in our purpose. We must walk in our destiny. We must not quit. And we must fight through every struggle. Calvin, you've given us a call to action today. Everyone out there listening is lining up to walk it out in purpose and destiny, because that's what God has called each of his children to do.
Yes.
Do the will of the Father, not our own will, but thine will be done. And I thank you today for the restoration of hope that you've instilled in each and every one of us today. And all of those out there listening. So we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We got about 2 minutes. And I want you to share where we can get a hold of you. All those out there listening, whether we want to get a hold of you for your coaching, for your speaking, for your insurance. Let people know how they can reach you.
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity. You'll be able to reach me with cbspeaks.com. cbspeaks.com.
Amen.
And you can also look up my insurance under Baldwin, BALDWININS, which is short for insurance, group.com. So BaldwinINSGroup.com. But before I sign off, I'd like to say, Dr. Howard, thank you so much for this experience. I felt like I gave a lot to you guys, but not as much as I received in return. And so just the comments and the different perspectives, and wow, this is a great opportunity, and I would love to be able to come back. But thank you guys so much.
Absolutely. Thank you, my brother. And we love you, and we thank God for you. And just be encouraged and keep doing what you're doing. Because God, there's greatness on the inside of you. And man, God is about to do some things with you that you can't even believe. You won't even be able to believe, you know, and that's the season for those who have been faithful and obedient. You know, you will enjoy the fruit of the land. So just continue to be faithful, my brother. We love you. God bless you. And thank you. And you will be back again for sure, because there's a whole lot more in that wellspring.
Amen.
To bless those who will hear your voice. All right, y'all. We're going into the Preacher's Corner. Thank you, Calvin. Thank you, Marcia. Thank you, Leah. And we are going into our Preacher's Corner on Total Transformation Radio. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Pastor Leah, and I bring you greetings from the Victory Tribe Online Ministry. This is the Preacher's Corner. Today's scripture reading can be found in Job chapter 15, verse 17, and I'm reading the New International Version. It reads, "Blessed is the one whom God corrects, so do not despise the discipline of the Almighty." I can think back to times in my life where God has demonstrated his love through his discipline. When we think about being disciplined, we don't think about the love of God. But the word of God tells us that he chastens who he loves. So I'm glad that in those times where I've made decisions that go against God's perfect will for my life, he was there to release his discipline. We heard today all about from Calvin Baldwin about how to restore our hope, even in life's hopeless situations, how his walk with Jesus Christ has brought restoration of hope. So when the discipline of God in your life feels like wounding or shattering, when it feels hard, just know that God loves you and that he promises to bind up your wounds. He promises to heal you with his hands, and his discipline can be trusted. Maybe you don't know anything about this Jesus that we talk about. So if you don't know him for yourself, pray this prayer with me. Father, I admit that I'm a sinner. I confess with my mouth and I believe in your heart that you sent your son Jesus to die on the cross for my sins. And because he rose again with all power on the third day, now I have power over sin. Now I have been adopted into your family. Now I am one that you love and that you discipline. Father, take your place on the throne of my heart today. I make you my Lord and Savior. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed that prayer with me today, you are now a son or a daughter of the Most High God. You are now positioning yourself to right those wrongs or change those bad decisions that you may have made. You are in a place where your hopeless situation can be turned into the greatest thing that God could ever do. He's waiting to give you beauty for ashes. He knows that even with your mistakes, that your life can be a beautiful testament of his glory. Pray that something that you heard today causes you to love correction from the one who loves you the most. I pray that you begin to seek him with all of your heart, all of your mind, and all of your soul. And I pray that he begins to demonstrate his love, and so that you can walk with hope for a great future and an expected end. Thanks for listening. Be blessed.